Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, the All Queensland Clash coming up on Saturday, first game. It's 5:30 up at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. It's the Cowboys taking on the Titans in this one. Okay, Griffin Neame into the starting side for Reuben Cotter. James Tarmo joins the bench. Tom Chester in the fullback spot in the absence of Scotty Drinkwater. So that is significant as well. Retains his position. We've got an unchanged 17-man squad for the top sport Titans. Still no Semi Verrills. And the news during the course of the week was that he'd have to have further surgery. I think he's out for 8 to 10 weeks. Tristan, you're the insider there at the Titans. You might have more on that for us, but they are struggling a little, the Cows.
Yeah, they are. And yeah, it's a shame. Sam Verrills has obviously, it looks like he's going to be out for longer than we all originally thought. He's a critical part of that side, but at least the positive aspect from the Titans' point of view is they did sign Randall as cover in the offseason. So that has given them some sort of solution there. The Cowboys are $1.46 and they were outplayed by the Warriors there on the weekend. They're obviously, the Broncos ran over the top of them in week two. So I think the jury's out on their form, but they do start firm favourites against the Titans in this match at Townsville. It's $1.46 the Cowboys, $2.70 the Titans, and 7.5 is the line. The Titans were good. They showed a bit of resolve, which has been lacking over the last 14 months when the Storm got back over the top of them late in that first half. So that was something that I was quite impressed with. I think we'll see how that form line stacks up when we see how the Storm go against the Tigers, because as we touched on, I think there is a few question marks over that form too. But obviously a little bit biased, but I think if the Titans can bring their form and if the Cowboys don't lift, then I think this game, you know, the Cowboys deserve to be favourites, but I certainly think the Titans are a chance of knocking them off up there.
Well, I did find the Titans as my upset last week. I tipped them outright. They ended up winning outright against the Storm at home. And I've spent the last 2 days going looking for them again. I think they give this a huge shake. I've ended up tipping the Cowboys. But I do think if the game was anywhere else at Townsville, the Titans are in this game up to their ears. I've got some major questions about their defence. What they're doing in attack is fine. What they're doing in defence is atrocious. I mean, leaking 32 to the Dragons 2 weeks ago, 34 to the Storm last week, and they just shut off for periods, and some of those tries are just soft and weak. But something's not right about the Cowboys. They're just not playing with the cohesion or the confidence or the attitude that they were last year. Now, whether there's a bit of a honeymoon or a hangover or whatever is going on there, last week they came up with one line break against the Warriors. You know, 2 weeks ago they came up with two line breaks. That's not how the Cowboys normally play. They then lose Drinkwater, who is such a key to linking what they do at the back on either edge in attack, and that's a major out. And then Cotter. Now, if I go back to mid-season last year where Cotter had, I think, 3 or 4 weeks out off injury for the Cowboys, I think they lost every one of those games. He is very, very important and instrumental to what they do in the middle. But they remain at home. They've got this hold over the Titans up there where they've won 12 of the last 15 head-to-head, and they've won 9 of the last 10 when it's been in Townsville. I'm just tipping the Cowboys, but I do think the Titans get their chance to cause another big upset 2 weeks in a row.
Well, here we go, Tristan. Yeah, I like the +7.5 Titans, I could entertain them head-to-head. And here's the reasons why. You talk about those line breaks, Jared. That's Scott Drinkwater. You know, if you look at, you know, Dearden's a runner. Dearden's not a ball player. Townsend is not necessarily a ball player. When was the last time you saw Chad put someone through? It's Drinkwater. Drinkwater either is the line break or creates the line break. And in his absence, it takes a lot out of that Cowboys attack. The other thing about last year is everything went well for the Cowboys, didn't it? Like every player in key position played career best form. Yep. And to reproduce that is not straightforward. All the talk was, yes, we had the same preseason that we had last year, but you know how fickle it can be, Jared. It can just change for whatever reason. I think the Titans are on the up. I love some of the – I'm still got concerns around Tanner Boyd at halfback. But, you know, Brimson at the back is a threat. Randall is competent, not Verrills, but competent. Fotowaka is phenomenal, just how wholehearted he is. And then you throw in Tino and you've got the basis of just a young group of players that work hard, okay? And they've got some deficiencies, but I also think they've got some upside. And if I'm Coach Justin Holbrook, I'm talking. If you want to talk about the really bad record and you say, hey, the Warriors, they can't win in Australia. They went up here last week and they beat this mob.
And fair and square beat them.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I tend to agree with you. I think the Titans well and – sorry, Tristan. I think the Titans well and truly in this game. So,
and Jimmy, just further to your point about a couple of those players who are just not like they were last year, Nanai, I think, has run a total of about just over 100 metres in three games, not one game. And where's Big Lolo been? Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, he absolutely led from the front last year. I mean, they're just – something's not right. Titans a big show.
And you can blame that on both of them had long World Cup campaigns. So, but hey, there's plenty of other players that had long World Cup campaigns. Jared Warrior-Hargreaves had a very short World Cup campaign. Look what he did last week. So, it's got to be done on a case-by-case basis.